time for Black Life with the team.
Yes.
Greet the people, guys. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You guys can say, well, hello.
And hello, hello.
Sivu and my daughter. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Monobisi?
Hello, everybody. It's
He's
Friday.
In the corner, as
it's a
usual.
Nice full house.
It's a full house today.
Full
Is
house.
He being sardined?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was being sardine. He's like this, the small voice in the corner there.
The sardine run.
But come to us, Monabisi. Okay, so we have a jam-packed show today, and I want to just like get right into it. First, I'm gonna do something different because we usually go ladies first, but we're gonna come to the beautiful ladies a little bit later.
Ever
first,
so beautiful. Lady.
First, let's handle some business. Let's handle some business over here. Sivu and Matota, how you guys doing?
No, we're good, man.
We're great.
All right. Okay. First of all, tell us about what is this thing called Open Tenders?
Open Tenders is an online platform. So basically, we collect all procurement opportunities, both in government and private sector, to make it easier for all SMMEs and all entrepreneurs out there to actually know what work is available out there.
All right.
So that's just one part. The second part...
From the government.
Yes, from government. And from
private sector, right?
Private sector, yes.
Cool.
So
nice to meet you.
Great.
Yeah, you can see she's looking for
The second part is actually funding. You see, what... There's two things that entrepreneurs struggle with. One is accessing the opportunity.
Yeah, that's
true. Once you have the opportunity, it's actually money to execute the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we actually assist with funding anything between 70 up to 2.5 million as long as you have a contract, you know.
When
from
you say
a
70,000 okay,
up to 2.5 million.
As long as you have a contract.
Why the odd number? I'm just thinking.
Yeah, like 70,000 or 2.5 million is a bit of, like, we could have made 80,000 to 3 million, right?
Anyway, carry on.
The accountants.
But this is important because a lot of SMMEs burn when they get the contract, they get the tender, and they actually have to do all the payment up front. So they go and get loans.
Yeah.
And then the loans, the interest is quite high, but the tender doesn't pay for the interest that is going to be accrued over the lifetime of the contract.
Exactly.
Am I correct? Because you have to usually self-fund.
No, true that. I mean, if you look at the reason why a lot of entrepreneurs don't deliver, especially you go and get that contract. I mean, you've worked hard, you've qualified. Eventually, you get a contract, you know, and then you only then you actually try and go to the bank to get the funding, you know, unless you have a farm, you know, to put up there, you know, as a security.
Yeah.
You might not be able to actually get
you
that,
can't
that
put
money.
Up, you can't put up that back room at your mom's house.
And also
house
the timelines. When you get a contract, you need to deliver next week.
Exactly.
You
when you say contract, that's not with you guys. That's with an external party, and then I'm coming to you for funds for that contract.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the turnaround process, the time period? So when someone comes with a contract?
Well, we usually take about a week from the moment in which we will receive the information.
Yes.
We will then request further information regarding the contract itself.
Okay.
But the turnaround time, it's just 1 week. 5 days.
Because a week's phenomenal. I mean, especially for that kind of money, that's really quick. What is the criteria for the contract?
Well, usually the basic criteria is simply this. If it's a contract from a reputable company or a contract from a government department, then we can assist you.
Okay. So are you guys the middleman between government funds and the corporates?
No. I wouldn't call us a middleman. This is what we do. One, we help you as an entrepreneur get access to an opportunity,
which is the tender.
So now you have the tender.
Can I give an example?
Sure.
So let's say the transport department wants to create jobs in transport.
Yeah.
Is that a tender that you guys then can get money for?
Precisely. So let's play it out. Transport department says, tell you what, we need this road fixed, and the road is a kilometer.
Yes.
It will take about 2.5 million to fix. Contractors apply,
contender,
and one contractor get the deal. Now, he doesn't have 2.5 million to start fixing the road. So what does he do? He comes to us. So the first thing he will have done is, we will have got that information from the Department of Transport and put it on our website, opentenders.com. So the contractor will see, the Department of Transport is looking for a contractor. So they will see that on our website, opentenders.com. And once they've seen that, they've applied, they've received the contract. Now, the next thing is, I have the contract, but I don't have the money to perform the contract. Then they come back to our website, opentenders.com, and apply for funding. Then we come through, give them the money to enable for them to perform that contract.
So there you go.
So what's the catch?
There is no catch.
Serious interest rates, a payback, onder bo die tafel.
Why is it because they're black that you're assuming that it's honor poor
it's it's all round, not just with you, BC.
Okay, you just
thought the worst of my question. I wonder why.
Look, I understand your question. Your question is simply this: what's the cost?
Here's the cost. But there's 10 people putting in a tender.
Yeah.
So let's all 10 can do it. Who gets it?
Well, who gets it? It's the person who the Department of Transport chooses. We don't choose them.
Yeah, but why are they choosing them? So I'm just asking.
We don't know. I think what you're trying to find is there any sort of underhanded tactics that they use? What they're saying is they help a person who's an entrepreneur, a small or medium enterprise, win the tender by, I suppose, how would you do that? Helping them fill out the form the proper way. Because I think the biggest thing is they bombard you with so much paperwork, man, when you try and get a tender that, and you have to do it in duplicate, triplicate, quadruplicate, and you have to deliver it by 10 a.m. by hand and not by email at the office. So you guys make sure that, first of all, that admin, like the entrepreneur, understands that. Am I correct?
We don't actually help them win the tender, you know, so that's not up to us. Whether someone gets a job or not, you know, it's not really the decision that, we're not involved.
But when I say help, you help them be in a position to win the tender.
Know about it. On time.
But you help them in any way, this is how you fill out the forms properly. Like, it's important to get your triple BE certificate on point and not just say, no, but you can see the shareholding certificate. Because they don't only need a shareholding certificate for your triple BE. They actually need you to get a triple BE certificate.
Yeah, that is actually the third element of what we do as open tenders, which is training. You know, one of the key things really that we found is that people don't get the work that they're supposed to be working because they don't know how to actually fill the forms or how to actually bid properly.
Yeah.
Now, part of the becoming a member of Open Tender is that you get access to actually training materials and training workshops that actually help you take you through the process. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, we work with government officials, people that actually sit on these tender committees, you know, to tell, you know, people make these mistakes, those mistakes.
And those mistakes can be very costly. I mean, a lot of the times it can be a small thing that actually they don't even look at your tender. If, for example, you didn't make the forms in quadruplicate.
Yes, if you missed paperwork.
You only handed in or you missed out one part of the form. Or
the tax clearance was supposed to be original and then you send a copy.
And then you send the copy. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now I understand because it's valid. Because the reason I asked earlier is because a long time ago we put a tender in as well and it was actually for transport as well. Not to fix roads, but to help with driver training, those kind of things.
You should have gone to these guys.
You put so much work into it, getting that tender there, and you put everything and more, then they don't even notify you in terms of what went wrong, you know, or who got it or why you didn't, whatever the case might be. So next time they come to you, you actually don't want to work with them anymore because they take up a month of your time.
Not true.
And you get nothing for it.
Yeah, and just to add on that, I mean, the whole concept of open tenders, the name itself, you know, one of the things we wanted to do there was to make the whole process transparent, open and fair for everyone, because by law governments and all departments are actually supposed to, number one, advertise all tenders on time and give everyone equal access or equal opportunity to that.
Yeah.
That's the first part. The second part, once they've actually issued a tender to someone, they're supposed to also publicize that to saying we gave this person that tender for how much, so that if you have any queries that you want to, you can actually take that up. You know,
that's okay. We've got a call on the line. Hold up. Yes. We've got a call on the line, so we're going to
let me introduce this caller.
Hello, hi. Can you hear us, Tony?
Sorry for you,
Tony.
Yeah, go for it.
This is Mr. Khoroge.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Khoroge.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, it's Tony Khoroge, the famous Tony Khoroge, the actor, the hot guy. The ladies go crazy for this guy.
They do indeed. And
Tony, we need to hear you so that the ladies can understand why the other ladies go crazy for you. Okay, I'm just saying that because.
So Michelle, what do you want? You're punting him
for so many years. No, it's the truth. I worked with Tony for so many years.
Can I just tell you why we've got Tony on?
Okay,
the line?
Okay, tell us why you got Tony on the line.
Now, a while ago,
you're even making Monabisi nervous.
Yes, I see him stuttering. It's like what?
Yo,
can
Tony.
I get my word
you're
in
too bad, guy. You're
can
a bad man.
TK. TK,
yeah.
Are you on the line, brother? Now, you know,
yes,
Dumisha was trying to...
Yes,
thank you. You're triple BEE. Now, Dumisha was trying to spar with me before the radio show. So, yes. You know, he doesn't know that you and I actually had a discussion this week and we were talking about sparring and, you know, somebody got taught.
You don't want to spar with Tony. Let me just you don't want to spar with Tony.
TK. What happened? Yes. What happened? Because you're on the show for a reason.
No, but my friend's Timisho's incident.
Yes.
What incident? Well,
where he thought he was Muhammad Ali.
Timisho, he's a very good boxer and he's got a very nice reach, you know.
No, you're putting it mildly.
He's got a very wicked left hook.
Thanks, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
One day where
You're telling the truth.
One day he didn't get it right and he was knocked down.
By who?
Blue eye, and he was shooting that.
Oh, that's true. No, I was shooting top billing, but that was my trainer. And you know,
you knocked out.
You was know, knocked out.
I wasn't knocked out. Actually,
did someone film it?
He got me a good shot. and you know, Tony, tell him who it was. Who was it that got me? It was Mr. Jones, right? Mr. Jones. Jones doesn't even wear headgear when you spar with him. That's how bad that guy is. He doesn't even wear a mouth guard.
Why would you want to embarrass him like that, sis?
Because
Monwabisi.
It's not embarrassing. Wrong, you know? I mean, it's like this is Mr. Jones.
Yeah, you're taking it well.
Anyway, hang on.
AKA Tony, here.
Tony, you got very important people here.
Yeah, we're off
and,
the topic.
And we're getting off the topic,
which is
we want to talk about this open tenders. I don't know if you've been listening to the show so far and what you've heard, but we've got the guys here. We've got Sivu and we've got Matota, and we're talking about basically the tendering process and how open tenders can help entrepreneurs be able to get on these tenders, and also once they have them, to get the right kind of funding. Any questions for them?
My question will be just towards the creative industry, that how then does it work? You know, that whole whatever system they use in the corporate world, it doesn't really necessarily work for us. Mm. Is there any way or anybody with an innovative mind who can sit with the creative sector and try to build a tendering process for the creative sector?
Yeah, that's a very good question there, Tony. Just to make sure that the guys heard it, Sivu, what Tony was saying is basically with what we're talking about, is there any way that we can help the creative sector be able to win some of these tenders and to also, you know, get the same kind of work in government as well as the private sector, but for creative work?
Yeah, that's a good question. Hi, Tony. It's my daughter here. I mean, to start off with, I think one of the fourth elements that I wanted to touch on open tenders that we're actually doing is that not everyone is going to get a tender. You know, and I think we should be aware of that, because not everyone can do business with government. You know, government has to procure services that they need.
Mm.
At the end of the day, this is taxpayers' money that they are actually procuring services with. Now, depending on what you're doing, whether it's actually a need or not, you know, that's what we need to look at. And that gets very tricky, especially when it comes to the creative industry. But one of the things that we're doing with Open Tenders is actually the fourth element, which is the networking platform. Now, on the networking platform, we realize that some entrepreneurs, you know, are better off doing business with other entrepreneurs as opposed to doing business with government. For example, if you were a web designer, just make an example. If you were a web designer, you might find that you're better off, you know, doing websites for other small businesses as opposed to try and go that big one website worth 10 million rand with that one department.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only do that if you have a platform where you can actually find all entrepreneurs and network with these entrepreneurs, whether that's in your industry or in other industries. And I think that's what we're trying to facilitate. But as far as whether government or private sector procure creative services, I think it just depends on the need or what government is actually needing or what.
Well, what is the general need with the government at the moment? I mean, what is the trend?
I think let's put it this way. What do you guys offer that government needs, and what do you guys offer that the guys who are supposed win the tenders are supposed to have? Because there's two elements. I'd be very reluctant to ask you questions about what government wants, but in terms of what you're offering from both sides. Hence, you saw the opportunity to say open tenders.
Well, this is precisely what we offer. What you find is this. In South Africa, you have about 650 state institutions. that is from national government, provincial government, and municipalities. Then you have state-owned institutions. All of them are procuring one service or another, but they're all disparate. So if you're an entrepreneur, you have to go through 650 platforms. What we're doing is simply this. We've aggregated all of those, so all you have to do is just go to Open Tenders. So that's the first service. We've saved you 650 hours, so to speak.
Can I just say something with that? I mean, and to also, I think, come back to Tony's point here. I think the thing is that even in the creative field, there are things that we as creative people can do for government and private sectors, one of which is communications, whether internal or external, is one. And I think they have those tenders that come out. But like you said, the disparateness of where you find these tenders, you can't buy every newspaper on a Sunday and look through every newspaper.
That's correct.
To see if there are media opportunities, whether in the private sector or the public sector. So I think Open Tenders is you can go. How does someone get hold of you guys? In fact, how does an entrepreneur get onto your website or become a member, so on and so forth?
Say, for example, Tony. Tony's in the creative industry.
Yeah.
He's looking for opportunities in the creative industry. So what he does is he registers. He goes on www.opentenders.com. He presses join. So he joins and basically pays 99 rand per month in order to be a member. And he will indicate once he's joined that I'm in the creative industry. So please send me every information pertaining to creative industry.
Uh-huh.
He will then receive an email whenever there is a tender opportunity in respect
of that has anything that's got to do with communication or media.
Exactly. So
that's
he receives that directly on his email.
So you don't actually have to go through all the tenders all the time to just finally find the one that's asking for a corporate video somewhere.
Not at all. Once he's registered, he may not even need to go even to the website or to even try and procure a newspaper at all, because he will receive the information directly on his mobile if his email comes through to his mobile.
All right.
So that's the first thing.
We're going to continue talking, but I'm going to let Tony go because I know he's a very busy man. He's probably shooting a film somewhere exotic with good-looking, hot people. Tony, thanks so much for calling, man. And we'd love to have you on the show soon to talk about your latest project.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. And it really helped. We'll try to log on and just see what creative we can get from these tenders.
All right. I hope you're available next week, Friday, because I think maybe we should have a creative or a film and television South Africa sort of show. And we'd really love to have you. Tony, thank you so much for joining us, man. And have a great
afternoon. Tell us the story properly on how Tumisho got wiped out.
Okay, I'll do that.
Shout out, Tony T. Later, man.
Bye. I want to ask a bit of a different question.
Yeah, go for it.
Because to do what you guys did must have been serious hard work. I mean, that's not easy, getting in there, getting everyone linked and getting you guys as the main one to filter through. How long did it take you? What was the painful processes? And I mean, it's probably rewarding now, but that must have been quite a journey.
Yes. Actually, I mean, just my story, I've been in business for like 9 years now as a small business, you know, and different businesses, you know, in IT specifically, and also in the communication sector. And I've done work with a lot of departments. And at some point, I remember when we started, we actually bought a car. It was a 1 Series BMW. And then in 8 months, we put...
Black man's wheels.
Yeah. In 8 months, we put 120Ks on a car because we were driving from municipality to municipality, because they put up these notice boards, you know, every Friday where you can check what work is available for next week. So you actually have to drive to Limpopo, you have to drive to Mpumalanga, you have to drive everywhere because the information was not collected. So that is a painful process that we went through doing business with government over the last 9 years or so. And in 2013, and then we're just talking about, look, guys, there got to be a simpler way, know. And if I am struggling with this, and I'm educated, you know, I have access to information, I can browse, I can drive around, how much more someone sitting at Machuba, you know, who's trying to start a small business, you know, how does he access this information, you know? And if you look at what government is procuring, I mean, 1.3 trillion a year that they procure, and you need to know about these opportunities. Yes. So where do you start? So that's really the painful process that we went through. And we collected all of those experiences to actually form Open Tenders. And the process started with building relationships, you know, and Sivu has been in government for 16 years, you know, and before we started Open Tenders, he used to do seminars called Doing Business in Africa. And throughout that process and combining all our experiences, we actually formed Open Tenders. But it took a lot of building relationships, yes, you know, knocking.
Blood, sweat and tears.
Yeah, exactly, so. Exactly.
Okay, it sounds like guys, that. I just want to ask you one final question and maybe we'll come back to this topic because we want to talk to Nikki and play your song. But who are your funding partners? You did speak about funding. And one of the important things about funding is, you know, paying the money back,
yes,
obviously, without paying too much interest. So who are your funding partners?
Well, we have a shareholdership in a company called Royal Fields Finance. And those are our funding partners. What Royal Fields Finance did is we applied for funding from the DBSA and they gave us 50 million of the Jobs Fund. We also got funding from the IDC, which was 30 million. And then we got 20 million from a private partner. So we have 100 million available to dole out to small and medium enterprises.
All right. That's about all I need for just one film. So we'll talk after the show. All right. You know, I want to play one of yours. In fact, let's play one of your songs. If we can, we'll put in two. And then we're going to speak to Nikki about road safety and how to get around those curves. All right. Here we go.
Turn my music high, high.
That's right, we're back. It's Black Life. We're talking business just now. And straight from there, we're going to go to road safety. In the studio with us, we got Nikki. Mm. How you doing, Nikki?
Mm. I'm good. It's Friday.
So, Nikki, tell us, basically, you work for Imperial, and you do road safety for Imperial. Yes. How does that work?
Well, road safety is a key priority for the Imperial Group. You know, we are a very big road user. And when we looked at our core business, it made sense to do a road safety campaign and to be a good corporate citizen.
Okay. So how does it work exactly? Like you said, you know, Imperial, it's a huge business. You guys do trucks, you do cars, you do bikes. Fleet management, you do bikes.
That's
and
right.
you even actually do you do rentals as well?
Car rentals as well, car yes.
Rentals? Imperial Group, isn't it part of... No.
It's the Imperial Group.
Yeah.
Imperial, of course. And there are 53,000 people. Mm-hmm. And how it all started, our motto is safer roads start with you. So we said to all our employees, you know, it's up to us to take responsibility and accountability for our actions on the road. And we all share the road, you know, whether you're a pedestrian, a cyclist, a motorist, or even a commuter. So...
I think it's important. We should tell our guests. I mean, a lot of people don't really know what all. You say you're a big road user. Who's all the brands? Imperial.
Well, we've got Imperial Logistics, which have a lot of brands under Imperial Logistics. A number of trucking brands, retail logistics, managed logistics. We've got Kia and Hyundai, which is our distributorships. Tata, Chery. We've got the likes of Car Rental, Europe Car, Tempest. Yeah.
Who's doing your fuel? When is that tender coming out?
We'll chat later.
Nikki's fuel.
Yeah, Nikki's fuel for Imperial Group. Because, you know, I'm in the fuel business as well, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Just saying.
What are you doing in the fuel business?
Just playing around, man. Trying to make some money.
Nikki, are you... Let's get serious matters out of the way.
Such an entrepreneur.
Are you single or married?
What?
Sorry?
No, come really? Now.
Let's get serious. I'm
no.
serious. Nikki, are you,
no.
What
can someone sit on him?
A BMW. What was it? Black man's wheels.
Or be my wife. Be my wife.
Well, now that you went there.
You someone know, did earlier.
I mean, Nikki, are you...
What are you hiding?
I mean, you could
are
drive...
You single? Do me a show. Just, can I...
Okay,
can
sorry.
I get
I'm
my,
sorry.
You
I'm
guys
sorry.
Can have the
sorry.
Show. Can I just get Nikki to myself for like 2 seconds?
Okay, have it.
Watch out.
I'm single.
Are you single?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not single.
Are you with me now?
Hold up. You just forgot
thank you.
That small fact that you're not single?
Drops, Mike.
It's still quite...
What?
Monobisi
asks you and you're like, suddenly
okay.
like, I'm not sure. I'm like, am I single?
Said,
I don't know.
And she's
okay.
getting into a black man's wheels.
You know what I mean?
Nikki,
okay.
let's well, do this.
Sometimes has that effect on certain women.
Yeah.
Now you've got me into trouble.
He's infectious.
That's like, why he was stuttering.
He's infectious like Ebola. Like a virus. Something you don't really want or need.
Like a fat boxer
anyway.
Who gets wiped out. You know? It's like, that never happens.
I told you, I'm not going to fight you, man. Because you're just too small.
So can we like post a picture of Nikki, so what is the hiring criteria at Imperial?
The hiring in terms of?
Criteria in terms
about?
Of hiring somebody at Imperial. Because I'd like to know, because
yes.
if you came into my boardroom and like I was interviewing you,
yes.
you know, I mean...
Hired.
Sold.
Oh, he's so charming
hey.
Today.
Made my day.
So I'm going to put a picture up of Nikki
oh, no, you
and
can't
how
do
sexy
you just
she
like
looks.
Her legs.
I love everything about yeah. like the friends, you know.
Excuse us.
The hair, you know. The
okay, let me okay. chat to you about road safety. Yeah, road safety yeah. is actually road safety is just, quite yeah. sexy, you know. And when I got this position,
apart from
I mean,
being really important,
it's very important. Mm. Yeah, it's very important, and it's only important as well when it happens to you. Then yeah. suddenly you realize how important it is
in your face.
Okay, yeah. Listen, yeah. I'm really interested in this thing that I just saw. Basically, yes. in terms of car seats for kids. What are you guys doing with that initiative?
Your car seats is so important and so close to my heart because, you know, people aren't aware that you need to make use of a car seat. And you actually need to be in a car seat.
For babies, for kids.
For babies, for kids, if you're shorter than 1.5 meters tall.
You so just made it. I've just made it up. So you don't actually need a car seat.
Then you yes. should be in a booster seat. But people or parents don't. They underestimate the risks of not buckling up, and really, sometimes it can be the matter, you know, the difference between
the child's life
and
death. And child's death. Yeah.
So we collect car seats every okay. October, every transport month, and we rely on the public out there on a number of schools, and we work with our partner Wheelwell, who actually redistributes the seats to family who needs them. She makes sure that they're safety checked. And that they haven't been involved in a crash. And more importantly, we need to educate parents about the various types of seats out there, because you can't just put a child in the seat. It works according to your weight.
Exactly.
And a lot of parents don't know that. They think, oh, how, you know, my child is 2 years old, what seat should it be in? But it works according to that weight.
Oh, I also didn't know.
Which is quite
which is why when you buy those prams with the car seats, you know, after 6 months, you need to actually get
that's
a real
true.
Car seat.
That's true. After they nine
and
months.
The more expensive ones usually have a higher weight so that the child can use it until they're like 6 or 7 years old, which
that's
is
right.
Nick, still very good.
So they can
my
be
child doesn't yes. like the car seat because
tough.
Like yeah. it's she just doesn't like it.
I know,
who's the parent here?
But yeah, exactly. Start
no,
manipulation
if you get a
at what age?
Baby, you. I mean, it's been a long day. You're picking her up from crèche or wherever.
Put your
nannies,
earphones on
and you
turn the
you
music
just,
up.
Okay,
turn
thank you,
Nikki's up.
Nikki Squid.
Look, I mean, it's a difficult one. It's a tricky one, but you need to actually train them from when they're very young. I always say to everyone, I've got twins, so I've got to buckle up both of them. You can yeah. buckle
We've
up
got
one,
twins.
You know.
You know what I mean.
So,
you don't have twins.
I do.
No, not you, Nikki.
We, Nikki and I have twins.
But what? Okay, anyway, listen. There's a Scholar Upliftment program that you guys have.
Yes.
What's that all about?
All right. Well, that we partnered with the Department of Basic Education, and we made a commitment in October 2012 to actually go to 20 schools a month. And to date, we're on 550 schools. We're having a big celebration next month, or
okay.
next week, which is February. And we've reached over 405,000 learners.
And what do you do? What do you tell them?
Well,
what
we go in and we make it fun. We make it a big song and dance, wear your safety belt. We teach the kids what to look out for on the roads.
Look left, look right, look left again.
That's correct. And
it's say that rather glibly. But
it's
so relevant.
Right, left, and right again.
But
yeah.
A lot of grown-ups don't even do that.
No, they
on
don't.
On the road, pedestrians.
We watch
so that,
too many movies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very important. And then teach the children the Scholar Patrol, you know, also how to be leaders and basically we also paint the zebra crossings.
Ah, all right. And then the Highway Patrol Program.
Highway Patrol Program is basically through our Europe Car Division. We supply cars to the N1N4 Bakwena and then also to the N3 toll concession, which is that busy route going down to Durban.
Okay.
And we basically found that visible policing makes such a difference. People slow down, you know.
That's true. In fact, it's better than cameras.
People definitely slow down, and the statistics speak for themselves. And we've also found, you know, people don't take chances as much as they do when they know that there's going to be visible policing along the route.
All right. So that's a lot of great initiatives. But let's get back to Imperial for just 1 second, just in case people missed the first part of the interview.
I just want to ask a quick question. You said something about October being Transport Month. Mm. Why? Why is it Transport Month?
National Transport Month.
Yes,
October is National Transport Month.
I didn't even know. Okay. So then do you guys promote for people? Is it on the website? Where do they donate those chairs?
Okay, the seats. You can donate the chairs to Wheelwell, which is at the Brightwater Commons. in Randburg or at any Renault dealership, and we'll make sure they get to Wheel Well.
So in that month, people can go to a Renault dealer and just donate anytime.
Or even give me, you know, drop us a line on the website.
Yeah, and then your Twitter link. Handle is?
Our Twitter handle is Imperial Road, but spelled RD and Safety, S-F-T-Y.
Okay.
So Road is shortened.
Imperial Road Safety. S-F-T-Y.
S-F-T-Y, all right.
Hit them up on Twitter.
You can ask us any questions right now as well. If you have any questions, see who else has questions for us.
I'm curious though, because I mean, from what I've heard, Nikki, we all struggle to get into government and they just come rolling onto you guys.
Well, at the moment, it's about public-private partnership, and the Department of Transport as well, they cannot do it alone. They have such a big mammoth task, and I think, you know, it's also time that we stop just blaming government, and then we actually all take responsibility ourselves, because everybody needs to play a part. It's everybody's responsibility to be a good driver. And I really think you've got to make a personal commitment to behave on the roads because we're dealing with lives.
But besides what you guys, I mean, you reach a lot of kids with the schools, but also the Imperial employment number is huge, because you guys, from what I remember, internally ask your employees to, you know, to be...
So what we did
responsible,
is, yes, the campaign, we started the campaign in November 2011, and it was the I Pledge campaign.
Yes. I don't know
if you remember the I Pledge, and we asked saw everybody those boards. To take the I Pledge.
Yes.
So what we tried to do is you to identify with a stereotype. So don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive, you know. We had some signs up, call a taxi if you're tipsy, you know, that kind of thing.
So I pledge not to drink and drive, basically, that kind of thing.
And it was basically to say we all do different things. I mean, I know one of my bad habits used to be putting my makeup on the way to work. can't
multitask.
Do it. It lowers your reaction time.
I'd like to ask a question, though. I mean, like, I think that the cops sometimes, and let me not say the cops, but the Metro Cop Police or the traffic department seems to penalize people for either using their phones or talking on their phones, but it's far more dangerous when people put on makeup. Or eat with both hands off the steering wheel, which I see a lot.
It's all
actually
called distracted driving.
And any sort of other distracted driving where, you know, parents are literally driving, looking in the back seat at their children and telling them to sit down.
Or slapping them, or
lighting a cigarette or something, which is always crazy. I just find, like, people look down, light a cigarette. I mean, do you guys, like, approach the government and maybe not the government, but the local traffic department from time to time, and suggest certain things in terms of the law?
No, we do.
In terms of lobbying, especially.
We worked closely with the JMPD before, and what we did with the car seat campaigns is we actually did a mock roadblock, but we did it with a difference, and we set this up last year. And we sat outside a road in the south where there was a number of creches on, and the number of people dropping off their children without a seat was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But again, it's the awareness. You always think it's not going to happen to you. So what we did is we had a bit of a twist. We had a mock roadblock and with Wayne Minar, and we actually gave out a seat if they didn't have one.
Oh, okay. That's excellent.
Really? That's fantastic.
Isn't the biggest thing about car seats affordability? You know, I've got a lot of family members who don't have asked other family members to get them car seats.
It certainly is, and it's a big problem. And, you know, at the moment, a child under the age of three is not protected. But we've got the new Traffic Authorities Act coming in end of April, where you will have to have a car seat.
Okay, so where do people get, like, these car seats that are affordable?
So our partner Wheelwell at the Randburg Water, the Randburg Brightwater
Commons. Yes.
Will give you for a donation that you can afford a car seat that has been checked. And
okay.
So isn't there a website where they can, you know, apply? Or
yes, www.wheelwell.co.za.
So it's
wheel like a wheel,
it's all well.
It's all well. It's all good.
It's all good. Okay.
Yeah, we have to do that for all our Pretoria people.
Relatives, I'm not buying any more car seats, man.
Nick.
Do you have
final question,
Mr. Daddy?
I've got two.
Oh, I'm just checking. Yes. Are they the right weight and stuff?
He's got money, guys. So he's got like
he's
three.
He's rolling in there.
He's rolling in the cash. He's got a Mercedes-Benz car.
Black.
In fact, when his baby was born, he bought his wife a Mercedes just, you know, because it was a safer option. So that she didn't have to
I don't know. He's
car.
Hiding these things from me.
Well, you know, he's not exactly new money, so he doesn't want everyone to know. You know, this is like, sorry,
Nikki, what's the success?
Yes.
of, you know, the campaigns that you've been running? I mean, what's been critical? What results have you seen? Okay. What changes have you seen, you know?
Okay. Well, I can certainly say that for the Car Seat for Kids,
yep,
we've given 4,213 car seats out to date.
Sure. Sure.
Since October, I mean, 2012. Huge. And that's to families who can't afford them. And that really is a big...
That's a yeah, huge help. I mean, yeah, like you said, a lot of families actually can't afford them. It's not even a matter of they don't care about their children. It's just making the car payments.
They're not, but they're not cheap, right? I mean, these seats are not cheap. What do they go for?
They can range from about 600 rand to about 4,000-6,000 rand.
Yeah, I want that. There's like a racing one that you get. I saw Sparko. Yeah, I want that one.
You'll need to get a bump in your
Yes, I'll get there. You just hang on. We're working on it.
So that's the car seats. And then I think reaching 405,000 children, yes, as well as the teachers and educators is also a success factor, and we're continuing rolling out at the rate of 20 schools a month.
And the employees? I mean, that's also big. Just internal?
Internal employees. Yeah, we've got 52,000 employees, but that's global. And when we started the campaign, we had 25,000 employees take the iPledge.
Yeah, that's, okay. I mean, that's, well, a big,
here's
numbers,
the thing. It sounds to me like there's also a real tender opportunity right there.
That's right.
And I want to bring back, yes, I want to bring the guys back into this. Guys, I mean, in your experience, have you ever found that sometimes you can see an opportunity for business or the public sector that they're not tendering out for? And do you think sometimes you can help in that regard? In terms of suggestions of the tenders,
you
that
probably
could
have your work like cut out for you already.
There's just too many
in
tenders.
Terms of
going
so many
out
tenders,
already,
yeah.
Already, and just loading those and making those available to everybody ensures that it keeps us very busy. But you're correct. You know, we're talking, for example, about the creative industry. Many a times, and you know this pretty much, with the creative industry, many a times you have to pitch an idea to government. So it's something that is not there yet.
Yes. But it until takes-
Until
2 years,
yes, right? Until you pitch it. So you pitch it so that they can see that there's value in them doing this.
Yeah.
And then they take the tender out. So at right there, what we would do is possibly facilitate a meeting. As my daughter was saying, for example, I've worked with government for the past 16 years. So we've built a network in terms of with government officials.
And they trust you, obviously. We hope.
Open tenders is the most trusted information base for tenders.
That's right.
Well, that's also. Awesome. But I can see Tomisho's working it with a plan. Yeah, he's wanting to start a whole new something.
You know, when I see a hole, I fill it.
Oh my word!
Literally,
scratch a need.
Literally,
a niche.
He fills any hole.
Never mind. Let's
Never
move
mind
on.
Not big and small, but mostly big. You know. But Nikki, so are there any tenders at Imperial that, I mean, you know...
Yeah, that's what we need to find out.
I work in the marketing department, not the tender department.
In marketing? There should be tenders in marketing. Yeah. You guys need to communicate.
Because somebody needs to market
house.
Nikki out to the rest of the world. Yeah, you
nice.
Know?
I think Monalis is making Nikki tender right now. Yeah. But she's not open to that.
He's marketing her
he's
now.
He's trying to tender.
Right,
trying to tender.
Shame. Like, no. Leave my
tenderpreneur, Nikki.
Love me tender.
I think she's got a job cut out just marketing Imperial as a whole. I mean, to still worry about tenders, because I mean that's a big job.
But
are doing.
If you look at Nikki, I think she will probably walk into an office and say, "I'm
halfway
from Imperial,"
done.
And we will all buy whatever she says.
Yeah.
So,
do you guys sell BMWs?
We do.
Do you? Oh, the second hand.
No, not the second hand. No, we sell
they have,
BMWs.
Like,
we've
you have
got,
dealerships,
we've
right?
We've got dealerships, yeah.
That's that are owned by Imperial.
That's right.
What else do you, what kind of motor car brand dealerships do you guys have?
VW?
Sure, we've got everything. Yeah, the Lindsay Sakers, the Imperial Ford, Imperial Mazda, Imperial Toyota.
That Ford
Imperial Harley,
the Dodge, the Chrysler, Jeep.
And bikes is Kawasaki, Volt, Triumph.
Aprilia.
Yes, and
any Jaguars?
The cheaper
GM,
ones.
Any?
Jaguar? Jaguar's releasing that new one like this year, you know.
Not that I'm aware of.
I also don't
really
know that.
We've got
what are you trying?
Lamborghini,
yes,
Bentley
on William Nichols. Bentley?
That's right.
Yeah, no, not yet. I'm not ready for Bentley.
Oh my word!
Shout out to my friends there.
Well, shout out to Bentley anyway. But really, wow.
That's a lot, so, hey?
It is.
That's
it's
a
huge.
Lot.
So basically, you don't have any transport problems. Like, you if you call into the office and say, sorry, I couldn't come in, my car broke down, they'd be like, really, Nikki?
You're not going to work. I don't think that one would fly, no.
But, Imperial's one influential company, it sounds like. Because, I knew it was big.
What do you want
huge.
From Nikki? Well, let's go there.
She wants a bike.
No, I've been there, done that. At least I've got a good relationship there with Kawasaki.
You need a car now.
So. No, what am I getting? I'm a white Afrikaans woman. What am I going to do with a Bentley?
Can't get any
worse.
Drive
it on the farm. No.
It's not nothing to do with farm your woman.
The Cargo Motors.
Oh, yes.
And you do it. You do trucks as well, actually.
Mm. We do, yes.
Mac, which ones do you do, by the way? Just before I just throw names out there.
You can try names.
Mac, Mercedes, Volvo.
Just say logistics. Isn't that part logistics. Of the logistics?
Freightliner.
Yeah.
Open tenders, I think that's your ticket into Imperial. Yeah, you know. Definitely.
Don't forget me. Fuel. They need fuel. These people need fuel.
Yeah, and just to add that to Misha, one of the things that we're actually busy with now, it's really arranging face-to-face meetings or workshops, you know, where we actually introduce entrepreneurs to big corporates. Because if you try and go there on your own, it becomes very difficult, even just knowing what Imperial wants to procure, because that's where it starts, and we actually probably will come in, and just speak
that's
to the right
fine.
People
can,
and then
I
see
can
if
certainly point you to the right direction. No, look, Imperial is very decentralized, so all our divisions run their own operations.
Nice. Yeah.
But I can certainly point you in the right direction.
Mm. Awesome.
Okay, well, we got your song, but I was gonna save it till just before we leave and say goodbye.
Why
play it now?
He's got a thing for her. He's like, what?
Well, Twitter's also got a thing
it?
For you.
Do you want to manage
because
her?
Everybody else is going, what's your Twitter handle? We don't want Imperial. We want Nikki's
Twitter
handle.
I'm just clever enough not to have a personal one.
You did ask for a song. What song did you ask for? Was
Something Love.
Beautiful Day.
Oh, yeah.
You too?
Whoa! Can we dance?
The desk, so.
we've been hoodwinked. There was no U2 here.
Oh no!
But we'll get it. Don't worry. We're gonna get U2. Here it is. But in the meantime, I was gonna ask a question about.
He's struggling
song.
To multitask. He's still learning
it's
all
that. It's not that easy, guys. You try and do this, okay?
Now, please. It's already better than last Friday.
Yeah, and he's trying to maneuver around the desk, and it's kind of difficult when you've got.
Stop it. I know what you're going to say.
Around.
You're an idiot.
Well, if I can say one more thing. If you're going out tonight and you're going partying, make sure you have a designated driver or your phone, road trip or...
But these days, there's so many guys that...
Uber.
Yes, that's what you're
but
talking
Uber,
about.
How's that Uber case in Cape Town on New Year's where they were charged 2,800 Rand for like 5 kilometers?
That
sobered me up just hearing about it, and I thought, well, forget Uber now. Are you guys involved with things like that? Can we buy cars from Imperial or rent cars if you want to get into the Uber business? Are those things that Imperial would look at from a fleet perspective?
Yes, well, we've got Europcar and Tempest. We've got Europcar chauffeur services as well, which you can phone.
Okay.
And
renting out big fleets, yes, no?
Yes, we do that. We're also Imperial Truck Rental, and we certainly can do that.
Okay.
And if you phone me, I'll give you a good price.
Oh.
She can do everything.
I need a test drive on the Bentley.
Yeah.
Why is this Uber on my phone? It's on my phone. I didn't put it on there. It's an app. Did you put it there?
Yes.
All right, we can't find your song, okay? There's just no U2 on the system.
Did you notice how quiet he went looking for it?
Blame Duncan, our producer.
So I don't know. You got another choice, something.
But let's play my daughter's choice. How's that?
Okay.
That's not
you
sure.
can have my song.
I'm sorry, Nikki.
That's
not fair because it's another Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to play Kanye West, Only One, featuring Paul McCartney. And this raised a lot of social media stink because there are a lot of people who are apparently on Twitter saying, wow, Kanye is really going to help this new kid Paul McCartney blow up. And it's crazy because Paul McCartney doesn't need Kanye. He's been around for a while,
a long time.
So a lot of young people don't even know who Paul McCartney is. Isn't that crazy? That shows how old we are.
Who's the we?
Well, you know Paul McCartney as well, don't you?
I know of him.
Nicky, don't give away your age. Please don't give away your age.
I know. I was listening to Paul McCartney music in the late 70s and early 80s myself, you know, when you know, Beatles, yep. And when they broke up. I don't know if you were there, Vilmarie.
Nia. I wasn't born yet. What are you, 42 or something? What?
Close. Oh, close. I've been around a long time. I know I only look like I'm 31.
I'm teaching the youth, man. I'm still young.
All right. Well, we're out of here, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Where can we get hold of you guys again on the internet?
Yeah, www.opentenders.com or Twitter at opentenders. That's a hashtag.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it. We're not going to give away personal phone numbers. And of course, Nikki, Imperial Group, they just go on the website.
Thank you.
Yeah, but she's got a personal Twitter. What is it?
Let's hear it.
Yes, please. And a telephone number.
I forgot.
Oh, my word. We'll get it just now.
Don't worry. We'll find it and we'll post it to you.
In hours.
Yeah. Just if you listen to the show next week and you send us something, we'll send you Nikki's number.
Yeah.
I'll get it just now.
Catherine Barker actually mentioned you on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Shout out to Catherine Barker.
What did she say?
Who's that?
An old friend.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye from SA Speed Queen. We're out of time.
Yeah, we are. Cheers from me, Dimisha Masha. See you next week, guys.